Daf is Daf Chav Tes, so we're taking from the last word, or two words in Chav Chesem Abeis, Tanu Rabbanan. So the Brisa says, Tanu Rabbanan going on to Chav Tes, Mivatlin Talmud Torah, Latzas HaMeis Lachnasas HaKala. A person is allowed to, supposed to, stop learning in order to go escort a mace to its kvura, and to go escort a kala to her chuppah. Amru Laval Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli, they said about him, he, in fact, did this. He was mevatel Torah in order to do this. When is this true? When there's not enough people to go show the proper kavod to the mace, the proper kavod to the kala, so then you stop learning in order to go accompany them. Aval. But if there is, I'm adding in, if there's enough people, then you don't have to stop learning. The kama kaltzarcha. What's considered enough to show the proper respect? Rav Shmuel bar Inya mishmei derav treser alfei gavre, 12,000 men vishisei alfei shipori and 6,000 what they say chauffeurs that blowing. Varmile others say treser alfei gavre, 12,000 men uminai among them shisa alfei shipori. So it doesn't mean 12,000 plus 6,000 chauffeur blowers or 12,000 and within them included are 6,000 chauffeur blowers. So ulah, so that's a lot of people. So that's not typical avaya. Ul Amar, he says, Kigon dechaitze gare meavula ad sichra. The amount of people it takes to fill up the space from this place called chitze gare until avula, meavula ad sichra. That amount of space to take people to fill up that area. So the Gemara says, Rav Sheish Amar, kinisinasa, kach nitzilasa. The way it was given, the way the Torah is given, that's the way it's Torah is taken from men, the way the neshama is removed from men. Meaning, ma nisi nasa b'shishim ribu, just like the Torah is given in front of 600,000 men, af nitilasa b'shishim ribu, so too, the removal of a neshama, when it departs, when we bury it, it should be with no less than 600,000 men. If they're less than that, then a person would be have to mivatal Torah in order to go accompany the base. Gemara says, hani milil man de kari v'tani. This refers to a person who, kare, who learned Tanakh, Vitani, he learned Mishnayos. Aval man de masni, person who teaches less than sure. There is no limit at all. There's a person, everyone has to stop learning in order to accompany the mace. Tani, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, bo urei kama chaviv in Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go look, go see how dear Klai Yisrael is in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we see? Shebechol makom shegalu shchinei mahem. Wherever the Klai Yisrael was exiled to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always accompanied them. Galul Mitzrayim, they were exiled to Mitzrayim, as we know. So Shechina Imam, the Shechina was with them in Mitzrayim. What's the pasuk? What's the source? Shenemar, the pasuk tells us in Yeshaya, Lemanchem shalachti, rather nigle niglesi lebeis avicha b'yosim b'Mitzrayim. I was exiled with you in Mitzrayim. So Shechina was there. Galul Bavel, they were exiled to Bavel. Shechina Imam, the Shechina was with them. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lemanchem shalachti Bavel, I was sent with you to Bavel. So too, af kishen asidin ligoyel shchina mahem. So too, in the future, when we're going to be redeemed, rather, so the shchina is going to be redeemed with us. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'shav Hashem okecha eshvuscha v'heishiv lo nemar el v'shav. It doesn't say, and he'll return v'shav. He sits. Milamit shekadosh baruch hu shevi mahen mibena galios. He's going to sit amongst us. He sits amongst us in the exiles, and he's going to return. The shchina is going to return with us back through the geula. Mar wants to know now, Bavel Hechi. So the client where Shechina was with us in the Bavel, Gullah's Bavel, where exactly would you be able to find the Shechina? Where was it resting? Where's a particular place we could point to? That's where the Shechina is. Amar Abaye says, Bibe Knishta de Hutzal, the shul that was found in a well-known city back then called Hutzal. Others say, or no, others rather, it was also found Bibe Knishta de Shaf, another shul. Bibe Knishta de Shaf, Yasub Naharda. It was also traveled from Yerushalayim, and it was rebuilt. This shul came from Yerushalayim and was rebuilt in Nahardai. Okay, so that's another place where it was. Again, Bnei Kasha, Deshaf, V'yosef, Naharda. So there are two places, in Hutzal and in Naharda. V'lo teima hachavach. And don't say it was in both places. Sometimes the Shechina was in the shul in Hutzal. Sometimes it was in the shul that was found in Naharda. Amar Abai says, Tesi li, I should receive schar on this dechi mirachikna parsa when I'm a distance of a parsa away from the shul. I would make sure, if I was traveling, happened to be a mile off the road from any of these shuls, I would make sure to go off derech, or off the path, a mile into the shuls, because the Shekhinah was there. So I should get the schar for doing that extra effort. Avud Shmuel, he said, the father of Shmuel would say, V'levi hava yasub b'knisha, they were sitting in this shul. The shaf yasub b'nahardah, that shul that was once in Yerushalayim, then that was planted in Nahardah. Os yashchina, the Shechina came along, and Shamu, they heard Kol Rigsha, they heard some movement, some loud noise. Kamu Vnafke, they got up and left. They got scared. They didn't know what it was. They heard a noise or a rumbling, and they ran out of the shul. Rav Sheshes, Hava Yosef, Bebe Knisha, Rav Sheshes was one sitting in the shul, the Teshafa Yosef in Nahardah, that shul that had been moved to Nahardah from Yerushalayim. Asya Shechina, and the Shechina came while Rav Sheshes was in that shul. Vlo Nafak, he didn't leave. Awesome, Malachi Ashari, some Malachim came along, they started to scare him and come upon him pretty quickly in order to get him to leave. And Amr al-Fan, he says to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ribbono Sholem, Olav Sheino Olav, Mi Nidcha Mipnei Mi. Who's going to go? Those that are disgraced and insulted, and those who are not insulted. I'm insulted, I'm Olav, I'm a Suma, I'm degraded. And then the Malachi Ashari are not, they're Chashiv. So who's going to push off who? So he should, the Malachi Ashari should leave. So I, the Olive, I'm the one who's blind, I'm weak. Let me stay here. Don't kick me out of here. Amar Lahu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, Shafkui, he's right. Leave Rosh Sheshes alone. Let him stay. Gemara quotes, V'ehi, the Pasuk says, V'ehi lahem l'mikdash shemat. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, I will be to them in the mikdash shemat, a small mikdash. So what does that mean? As we know, no, what does Mikdash Mat mean? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Eilu Batei Knesios Abati Majasha Sheva Bavel. All of the shuls, and not only the shuls in Bavel, but shuls all over the place. All shuls all over the place in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, they all have a din of Mikdash Mat, have a little bit of a din of Mikdash. We may have many halachas that seem to indicate that. One halacha comes to the menorah, for example, in Hanukkah, where exactly do you position the menorah? So it's a big machlokas. So some say you're supposed to place it in the Durham. So here would be east, so that would make that the south. So some places is on the south, towards the south here, because in the base of Mikdash, the menorah was in the Durham, in the south. So since it's a Mikdash Mat, there's supposed to be some halachas that are modeled after the Mikdash Gadol, if you were, the base of Mikdash itself. It sounds, the Pashas is Dafka Bavel, but I believe the all the Mefarshim explain refers to others, other shuls as well. Let's see what it says here. Yeah, the Marsha apparently doesn't have the Gears of Bavel. It's all shuls, so anywhere that it's found. Gemara adds, says, further now, Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Zebes Rabbeinu Sheva Bavel. No, it's referring to the particular, the base medrash of Rav, of Rabbeinu, that's the only, there's one Mikdash Mat. It's not a global term, it's specifically this base medrash of Rabbeinu that was found in Bavel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Darish Rav, Rav made the following drasha. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Tillim, Hashem Ma'on Ata Yisilanu, Hashem, which was the place of living, how do they say this in English? An abode, Hashem, the abode, Ata Yisilanu, you are the place for us, the abode for us. Elu batei knesios, batei medrashos, that refers to the shuls, the batei medrash, that's where we found Hashem. That was the home of Hashem, that's where you were. Amar Abai says, Meiresh hava garshina bervisa. Initially, I used to, grisana, that means to learn. I'd study in my house. Umatsalina bebe knesha, then I'd go daven in the shul. Came in the shamis lahag de kamar, then I heard that David HaMelech said, Hashem ahavti ma'on beisach. Hashem loves his abode, his house. Havi grisna bebe knesha, his house is base filah, his house is really the base filah, the base knesses. So then he started to learn in the shul as well. Tani, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Elazar akapar, Omer, he said, Asidim batik nesios batim ejesho shebebavel, Shiikvo Be'eretz Yisrael. This is a famous line that everyone tries to say when they want to say the end of a drasha, that our shuls, Mirtz Hashem, should be lifted and go together to Yerushalayim. It's based on the Gemara here that those, all the shuls in Bati Majesha are going to be uprooted from wherever they're found into Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Ki Kisavor Beharim Uchecharmel Bayam Yavol. So what's the title of this pasuk here exactly? So Tavor is a particular mountain. Carmel is also a mountain. I guess it's referring to they're going to overcome all these mountains and be planted in Eretz Yisrael. And Yavo, they'll come and go overcoming all the mountains and all the oceans.
No, those mountains came by Mount Sinai. They wanted to be, that the Torah should be given on that.
Ah, right. Right. So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ukikarmel bayam yavo lamadnu. Rashi says, she'over Karmel es hayam. Karmel, har Karmel is in Eretz Yisrael. It jumped over the water. Vemasai, when did it jump over? Vimshas matan Torah. Wanted to be the place of the receiving in the Torah. Valot dvarim kavachomer. Ma tavor Karmel v'karmel shilobo elo lefisho. They only come temporarily, little mo Torah, just to learn. Nigbam Eretz Yisrael, and yet it's still, I guess before it wasn't Eretz Yisrael initially. It came to wherever it was, and then since it came for, it wanted to receive the Torah and learn the Torah, it was Zocha to be placed then afterwards in Eretz Yisrael. But the Knesset says, but the Majashah Shekorin Marbitzin Bem Torah, constantly more Kavua than these mountains. So certainly, Ahachas Vakama Vakama, they certainly will be uprooted and placed in Eretz Yisrael. Darsh Bar Kapar, Bar Kapar has the following drasha. What does the pasuk mean when it says in Tehillim, Lama Tiratzun Harim Gavnunim? Yeah, so what does that mean? So Yatsusa, again, literally, what does Tiratzun mean? Sorry?
Prancing.
So Lama Tiratzun Harim Gavnunim. Why are these stolen mountains dancing? So Yatsusa Baskal Vamr Lahem, the heavenly voice came out and said, Lama Tirtsu Din Im Sinai. What are you doing with Har Sinai? They wanted to claim the Torah. It should be on them. Kulchem bali mumim atem etzel Har Sinai. Etzel Sinai, all of you are considered not fit compared to Sinai. Ksiv hacha, it says gavnunim. It says here that these mountains are gavnunim, stolen, if you will, or gavnunim, we'll see in a second the connection. Ksiv hasman, it's written elsewhere. O giben odak, the pasuk in Parsha Emor describes many of the mumim that apply to a kohen and also to an animal that he can't be, a kohen can't serve this way. So a giben, I believe, is where there's a thick eyebrow that connects the two eyebrows, a unibrow, if you will, and a dak, or if it's a certain mum that might be in the eye, I think. So these things are psulim, but the gibein is a psul. So we call the mountains gavnunim. There's a certain psul. They were too big. They were too haughty. They weren't worthy of being of receiving the Torah. And the Gemara now says. So again, Amar Ravashi Shmamina Haiman de Yahir Bamumhu. Someone who's a Yahir, someone who's a Balgaiva is considered a Bamum. That's considered a Bamum. That's considered a flaw in a person. These mountains were like Baligaiva, if you will, so therefore they're considered a Bamum. Mar now quotes from the Mishnah, Ain Osin also Kapandria. You cannot make the shul into a shortcut. You can't, if you want to get to your car over there and you can't cut through here to get to the car quickly, rather you should walk around the shul. My Kapandria, what does Kapandria mean? Amar Rava Kapandria Shema. So that's what it's mean. What do you mean? That, you can't define a word by it. That's the word. So my kishma, what does it mean, kishma? Kiman de amar, it's as if a person says, ad mekifna adre eil baha. So to go around in order to go in this. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, ad mekifna, lashon makif, to go around, adre eil baha, ba'od she'akif shiros shel batim, while I go around the different rows of houses, halalu, ekanes derech habayis, let me go through the house, Hazeth, through this house, Adari, this place of living, Ve'akatsir Sederach, I could shorten my path, Mi Mavoy Lemavoy, who basically asks, is the Bein Shenein, and there's a house in between. So that's what he's saying, before, as opposed to me going around, let me go through the house, through the shul, to get the shortcut. That's what the word Kapanja, where it comes from, where it evolves from. Amar Rabbi Yeboah, Rabbi Yeboah explains, Im Hayash Shvil Neikara Mutar. If, let's say, there's a pathway, and then they took a shul and placed it mamish on that pathway, then there's actually heter, because the path of the people came prior to the building of the shul. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hanichnas Al Mashal Lelasos Kapandria Mutar. A guy walks in, Mutar Lelasos Kapandria. A guy walks in not to make a shortcut. He walks in to learn. He walks into Davin. He comes in that way. And let's say he parks over there, it's shorter for him to go out that way. He's allowed to then walk out that way, even though it's a shortcut. But it's only because he came into the shul first for other purpose, to learn, to daven, to talk to someone. It's fine. Amar Rabbi Yechelba, Amar Rabbi Huna, Hanichnas the base Knesset Lispal, Kai comes into daven, Mortilasos a Kapanja. Then you're allowed to leave through a shorter path. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Uvivo ha'am ha'arts l'fnei Hashem b'mo'adim, ha'baderach sha'ar tzafom l'shachavos, yatzaderach sha'ar negev. This is a pasuk that's found where? At the end of Dvar, no, at the end of Dvar, in Yechezkel. So again, I'll read the pasuk. Ubevo am ha'aretz lefnei Hashem b'moadim. When they come forward in front of Hashem on the Yantif, ha'baderech shar tzav on those who come to the northern gate, the shachavos, yetei derech shar negev, they go through the southern gate. Even though it's a shortcut, you're cutting through the basic mikdash to go to the other gate, that's permitted because they came in to daven, they came in to bow down. Therefore, once you're there for a certain purpose, you can leave in any direction you would please. Yeah. Correct, that's a halacha. But we learn from the fact that that's allowed, must be in the, you know, I guess in the Mikdash Shema'at, the same halacha would apply as well. People from the land, not literally in Amar Haaretz. People from the land. Am Yisrael. Gemara now quotes the two dots, quotes from the Mishnah. Olu ba asavim, if grass begins to grow in the base Knesset that's been destroyed, lo yilosh mipnei agmas nefesh, you shouldn't rip up the grass. Let the weeds grow. This way people walk in and see how long it's been since the base Knesset has been built and active. Hatana, doesn't the Baisa say, Einom tolish yamaychil, you cannot rip off in order to feed to your animals. About tolish yamaniach, but you are allowed to rip it up in order to leave there in the shul. So the Gemara says, Kitan tanan nami masisin tolish yamaychil tanan. Our Mishnah says the same thing. When it means don't take it off, it means don't take it off and feed to your animals. Take it off and leave it in the shul. That's permitted. Tanur Rabban, the Baisa teaches us, Besak Kvaros, A Nagin Mokalas Rosh, a person's in a cemetery, he's not supposed to act inappropriately. A Marim Bo Behema, you can't let the animals graze there. A Molichin Ben Amas Amayim, you can't let a little stream or irrigation pass through. Vein Malakhtin Ben Asam, you can't collect grass. Vim Likan, if you do collect grass, then Sorfin Vim Komo, you burn the grass there. Mipnei Covenant Mason, because of the Covenant Mason. Gemara says, hey, which one is this last line of Mipnei Covenant Mason? Which line is this referring to? Ilei Masefa, if it's referring to burning the grass that you gather together, you burn it because covered a mace. So Kevin Shisorfin Vimkomon, my covered mace. You're burning the mamash in their place. What covered mace is there? Ela Resha is going back on the Resha. But it says you don't do Kalas Rosh, that's the reason because covered a mace. In terms of burning, there's no cover to burn it. I just had a chasana before, and they usually, the way it works from the Masada Kedushim, usually the caterer gives ashes to the Masada Kedushim. I believe which is the Masada Kedushim. So the guy didn't have any ashes. He didn't prepare. I believe he didn't know what to do. He said, I'll take care of it. So while the chuppah was about to start, so I went to the, I was going to find the caterer. So I said, I don't have time to find the caterer now. So they had candles on the table. I took a napkin, I took a glass cup, took a napkin, put it in the candle, and put it in the glass cup. And the napkin quickly caught fire, started blowing it out, the fire started coming out. So now the sprinkler system is about to go off. So I put my foot over the glass in order to stop all the oxygen from coming in to die out. So I did it long enough, and the fire went out. Take my foot off, the smoke started coming out. So I got to get this outside somehow before. So I couldn't walk with my foot over the glass. So I tried my hand, but that was too hot. So I got a napkin. I put a napkin and quickly ran outside, and the smoke started coming out. And 5 minutes later, after it went out, I brought the glass of ashes inside. That was fun. Okay. Fine, the Mishnah says now, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh falls out, Adar falls out on Shabbos, Koren B'Parshish Shkalim. You read Parshish Shkalim on that Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Chal Yos B'Socha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is any time during the week, Makdimim L'Sha'avar. You read Shkalim the week prior to Rosh Chodesh like we had this year. Umafsik in the Shabbos Acharis. The next Shabbos, there's no reading. There's just a regular Shabbos. There's no special Parsha on that Shabbos. Just a regular Parsha says Shavuot, but not any of the Dalet Parshios. Bishniya, the next one, which was this past week for us, you read Zohar. Bishlishi is the third one. This coming week, you read Parah Aduma. Bervis, the fourth week, you read HaChodesh HaZelechem. And B'chamishis, in the fifth Parsha, Chodesh in the Ksad, the Chesidron, you go back to the regular Parshios HaShavuot. It sounds like from here that was in place of the Parsha Shavuot. That's what it seemed like, exactly. Halavai, right. They used to finish every 3 years, though. Fine, so then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, L'chol mafsikin b'rashi chadashim b'chanaka. You always interrupt, you always stop the Parsha. Rashi explains that L'chol mafsikin, 5 lines from the bottom here, 6 lines from the bottom, Milikros b'inin hayom, you don't read the regular Parsha Shavuot, the Koran b'inin moed me'in amora. If it's a special day, you read that as opposed to the regular Parsha. So the Mishnah says, L'chol mafsikin, b'rashi chadashim, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, that's the Parsha Shavuot. If it's Chanukah, if it's Purim, if it's Tainios, if it's Mamados, b'makipurim, all these different days, that overrides the Parsha Shavuot. The Gemara says, Tanan Hasim quotes a Mishnah. Mishnah found in the Maseches Shkalim. Be'echad ba'adar mashmim ala shkalim. The first day of Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, they start making announcements. Everyone, you're reminded to start bringing your shkalim each year. Every Jewish male had to bring machatzis a shekel. and that it has to be brought prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the announcement would start going out Rosh Chodesh Adar to let them know, start giving it, start bringing your stuff to the Beis HaMikdash. And also, in addition to making that announcement, they'd also announce Val HaKlayim, that also go check your fields and make sure no crossbreeding between the grapevines and the wheats and any other types of fruits are not crossing over with each other. That's the time to start checking as the spring's starting to come in. So the Gemara says, Bishmal Kalayim Hadizman Zriahi. I understand why you check for this manim, this is rather the Kalayim Rosh Chodesh Adar, because that's the time when people begin to plant and you can start recognizing if things are starting to cross over with each other. El Allah Shkalim Minolan. How do you know that you're supposed to read a Shkalim that and start announcing Rosh Chodesh Adar? So Amar Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Krada Pazik says, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chodesho. This is the Ola that's brought in the Chodesh, meaning what? Amar Torah, Chodesh V'abok Karbon Mitzvah Chadasha. The new month comes, you start bringing from the new funds, Kevin de B'Nisan Bayi Akruve Mitzvah Chadasha. Since Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, you have to start using from the new funds, the new Machzeh Shekel, Kadminan V'Karinan Be'echad Badar. You have to start reading a month earlier, about telling people to start bringing the Machzeh Shekel, Kiecha delays his Shkalim leMikdash, in order for them to bring it. I mean, you need, if you start saying Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when you start using the new funds, well, how did the funds get there? So you first have to tell people, pay membership. You give them a month, a time to start paying the membership. That's why we go back to Rosh Chodesh Adar to start making announcements about the Shkalim. Gemara says, come on, who does this whole like? The lo ki Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel can't be like him. Why? The Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel ha'amar shtei shabbasos. He holds it's enough to have a 2-week warning. You don't need a 4-week warning. The Tanya, the Baraita tells us, shoalim b'halachos ha'pesach kodem la'pesach shloshim yom. 30 days prior to Pesach, you have to start learning about the halachos of Pesach. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel ha'amar shtei shabbasos. You only need 2 weeks. That's enough. So here too also, it's enough to have 2 weeks of a warning to collect the shkalim. That means Purim, which is around 2 weeks prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when the announcement should go out. So Gemara seems to connect the halachas of preparing for Yontif to the halacha of warning about Machzeh Shekel. Gemara says, not true. Afilu tema Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even he'll agree, Rosh Chodesh Adar is the right time to make the announcements about the shkalim. Why? Kevin damar mar, since the statement is, b'chamish sha'asar bo, shechonesh yoshin b'medina, that the people start setting up the tables to collect the admissions, if you will, on the 15th, the day after Adar, day after Purim rather, u'b'chafhei yoshrin b'mikdash, and the 25th they start sitting in the mikdash itself, so mishum shechanos kadminim v'karinim. In order to tell the people to start setting up their tables, they have to be warned 2 weeks prior. So the warning Rosh Chodesh Adar is really a warning for the tables to be set up. And then once the tables are set up, that serves as a reminder for everyone else to start bringing the shkalim to the different places to collect the funds. Now Gemara wants to know a very interesting machlokas here. My Parsha Shkalim. What exactly do we read for Parsha Shkalim? So we know what we read, but it wasn't so clear in the times of the Gemara. Rav Amar Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Amar Ta'aleim Es Karbani Lachmi. We read the regular, what we read, the Karban Talmud is what you read. Ushmul Amar Kisisa, which is how we paskin. Now the machlokas here, what the Achorim I've seen explain, there's a lot of lum, the sugi of Machzeh Shekel, this interesting machlokas, chakira. What's the purpose of Machzeh Shekel? That mitzvah of collecting Machzeh Shekel is a purpose to fund the karbanos, or is it for all of Klai Yisrael to become united together? We're only a half, we need another half to make a whole. So if the idea of Machzeh Shekel is to have us all come united, so then Kisisa makes sense when Akash Baruch Hu was telling Moshe to count us all, that we're all one unit, so that's why it's appropriate to read Kisisa, it's about counting us all as one big tzibur. But if the point of Machzeh Shekel is in order to fund the Karbanos, so then you read about Karma Tamid. That's the opinion of Rav. So that's the Machlokas here, Rav versus Shmuel. Is Machzeh Shekel din in the Karbanos, or is it din in the tzibur? That would dictate which Parsha to read. So the Gemara explains, Bishma, this all makes sense, Laman Damar Kisisa, so why do you call the Parsha Parsha Shkalim? Because in Kisisa it mentions Shkalim. That's what we're doing. That we read Karban Tamid. Midi Shkalim Ksiva Hasam. Does it mention Shkalim in the Pasuk's Psukim of Tamid? Certainly not. Gemara says, in Taima Mai, Rabbi Tavi. Why? What's the purpose? What's the reason for this? What did Rabbi Tavi say? He taught us above, that's when you start collecting, the Karban Talmud comes from the Shkalim. So even though the word Shkalim doesn't appear in Karban Talmud, the way the Talmud gets funded is through the Shkalim. So that's still very appropriate to use it and title it Shkalim. So Bishma Laman Damar Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, Mishum Dechsivi Karbanos, Hasim Rabbi Tavi. That makes sense. that, let's see. Let me read the rest of the line one second. Elamad damar kisisa karbanos miksivi shkalim ladan miksivi. So the question, Rav Tavi makes sense that the whole point of the shkalim was to fund the karbanos. That's why you read of karban tamid. But if you hold parsha shkalim as kisisa, there's no mention there at all about karbanos. So what's Rav Tavi referring to here when he says that you have to use a shkalim for the new karbanos? What's the source? Kisisa makes no mention of shkalim going towards the karbanos. If anything, the shkalim was used to build the certain parts of the Mishkan. So Gemara says, no, you have it all wrong. Kidetani Rav Yosef shlosh shumosein. There are actually three collections. Shemizbeach, lemizbeach, v'shel adonim le'adonim, v'shem bedek abayis le'bedek abayis. There are three different collections. Some shkalim were used for the mizbeach, for bringing the karbanos, which is why the karban tamid kisis are connected. And one was for the different parts of the Mishkan. And one was used for the upkeep, the maintenance of the Mishkan. Okay, the Gemara says further. Bishma leman damar kisisa hainu deshani Hi Rosh Chodesh, Mishar Rosh Chodeshim. So remember that we said if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, so you read Kisisa on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now if a regular Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you read Karban Tamid. So if you understand that Shkalim is Kisisa, so we see that Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos is different than any other Rosh Chodesh because you read Kisisa on Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos, you don't read the regular Rosh Chodesh Leining. But Ella, if you hold Leman Damar, Tavis Karboni is the regular reading for Shkalim. That's the same exact reading you read for any other Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos. Maishna Sheni, Dili Rosh Chodeshim, Karish. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Dili Rosh Chodeshim, Karu Shisa Bin Yanad Yoma, Mechabit Rosh Chodesh. In a regular Rosh Chodesh, you read six from one in Yanad Yoma of the parsha of that week, and then one aliyah is going to go towards Rosh Chodesh. Vila ha'inna kula b'Rosh Chodesh. When it comes to Parsha Shkalim, the entire reading is from Karban Tamid. Mar says further, Hanich l'man damar l'seder parsha tzulu chozer. The one who says you go back to the regular reading, this all makes sense. El'man damar l'seder haftaro tzulu chozer u'parsha sediyoma karinan. So my sheni. So again, according to the one who holds that you go back to the regular Haftorah reading, but the Parshios, you continue to read the Parsha Shavua, so then, what's the question here? So my Sheni, Sheni de'ilu Rashi Chadashim, Karushisha bin Yana Dioma, V'chad b'drosh Chodesh, and the regular Rosh Chodesh, if holds down Shabbat, you read six aliyahs from the regular Parsha, and one aliyah from Rosh Chodesh, V'ilu ha'inna, but now in Kisisa, when it comes out that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down Shabbos, Ha'inna Kari Tlasa bin Yama Diyoma Varba Kari B'Rosh Chodesh. You read three from the Parsha Shavua, and you read four from Rosh Chodesh. So that's the difference of the different types of Siddurim that you use. Sorry, my throat's going. Okay, the Gemara now says, Meisive. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos, Kari B'Parsha Shkalam, U'Machtirin B'Hil Yada HaKohen. That's the Haftorah that you read. Bishma lemandam, this all makes sense. Kisisa hainu hamid maftir miyo yada hakohen. That's how the Haftorah makes sense, because the Haftorah always has to be similar to the Parsha. The Damilei, they're very similar. In what way are they similar? Dichsiv kesev nefashas archu. It talks about the kesev that was in place of the nefesh. That's what it mentions in Yoyada. And that's also the idea of Parsha Shkalim, of Kisisa. Elemandam is karboni lachmi. They read the karbon tamid. Mi dami? Is it similar? Is Karban Tamid similar to the Psukim of Ben Yehoyada? Mora says, yes, Kidir Rabbi Tavi. Remember, the whole thing Rabbi Tavi connects all Shkalim to Karban Tamid. So even though you're reading about Karban Tamid, you're not actually reading about the Shkalim is what funds the Karban Tamid, and that's why it makes a lot of sense to connect it to the Haftorah of Yehoyada. Mora asks another question, Amesive, Chaldios Beparsha Smuchala, it falls out in the Parsha next to it, Bein Lefanea, Bein Lacharea, Koronosa the Koflanosa. What does that mean? Let's say Parshas Kisisa is during the weeks of the week that you're up to, which is pretty similar to what we do sometimes. Parshas Kisisa in the order of the weeks falls out very close to Shkalim sometimes. So let's say that falls out very close to Shkalim Kisisa, even though it's repeating again. We already read it. Even though that's the case, the Brisa says you read it again, you double. So Bishma, this all makes sense. L'man namar Kisisa, Hayin de Misrami Bahi Zimna. So right now, this time period, it's very possible that Kisisa could fall out during the similar or close week to Shkalim. L'man namar Tavis Karboni, Which is which parsha? Which parsha does Karban Tamid fall out in? Pinchas, right? So Karban, that doesn't happen until the summertime. Mimis Rami Bahi Zimna. Is it possible that you could have a Pinchas close to Parsha Shkalim? Certainly not. So how could that be? So it must be that Parsha Shkalim is Kisisa and not Karban, the Karban Tamid. Mara says no. In Livnei Marava, to those in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, the Maski L'Daraisa B'Tzlah Shanim, they would complete the Simchas Torah only every 3 years. It's possible the way it might work out. It's possible that Pinchas may fall out during the Parshish Shkolim. Mar quotes a Brisa, Tani Kavasi de Shmuel, that supports Shmuel, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos, Koin Kisisa, Maftirin B'Yoyada Koin. Clearly like Shmuel, that we read Kisisa as Parshish Shkolim and not the Karban Tamid. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yos B'Shabbes Motzin Shlosh Torahs. You take out 3 Torahs. There are 3 times during the year possibly that you could take out 3 Torahs. One is this case Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. You would take one out for the Parshas Shavua, one out for the Gemara is going to explain all this. Let's read it. Korin Bar Echad Bin Yonei Shayom the Parsha Echad B'Shav Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Chisisa. That's 3. The Gemara is going to bring all of them down here. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Mivin Shalosh Torahs. You also bring 3. The Korin Behen, Echad Binyan Hashayom, the Parsha Shavuot, Echad B'Rosh Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh Teves, Echad B'Chanukah, because this is falls out during Chanukah. There's one other case when we read 3 Sefer Torah, when we take 3 Sefer Torah out. Anyone know when that is? The third time we take out 3 Sefer Torah? Yeah, Simchas Torah, exactly. Simchas Torah, we have 3. We take out 3 different. We take out 1 for the end of Zosa Bracha, 1 for Bereshit, and 1 for the Haftorah of the Karbanos, Shmi Atzeres, Pinchas. Okay, so Gemara says, B'tzricha, you need both these cases. Lost the line for a second. Tzricha, di itmar, baha. If you had one of them, maybe baha, kama Rabbi Yitzchak. Maybe in that case only does Rabbi Yitzchak allow you to do this. Babahach. But maybe by the other case, by the case of Shkolim and Rosh Chodesh, maybe he holds like Rav that Shkolim is really Karban Tamid, which is the same exact Parsha as Rosh Chodesh, so you don't need to take out 3 Sefer Torah. You have 1 for the Parsha Shavuah, and 1 which you read from Parsha Pinchas, which is covering both Rosh Chodesh and Parsha Shkolim. It's the same exact reading. So the Gemara says again, Ababahach, Kirav Sfirle, the Amar Parsha Shkolim as Karban Ilachmi, Ubeshe Tarasagi, it's enough to have 2 Sefer Torah. Kamash Malam, we don't hold like that opinion of Rab, we hold like Shmuel, that Parsha Shkolim is from Kisisa, therefore you need a 3rd one. Gemara says, Vilei Maha, Vilei Bayhach. So teach me the case of Parsha Shkolim that you need 3 Sefer Torah, and then I would certainly learn the other case of Teves, that certainly you require 3 there as well. So what do you mean, Chada Mechla Chavir to Idmar? Does Rashi explain this? That one from the next we explain? That what? Unnecessary to say, but we said it anyways. So he didn't say it. Rabbi Yitzchak only said the case by Kisisa. And we derived from his statement, even though he never said it, we derived, must be the same halacha applies to Rosh Chodesh Teves, you take out 3 Sefer Torah. He never actually said it because it's unnecessary. We just said it straightforward to make it clear. Itamar, the Gemara says now, Rabbi Chanina, they say? Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechalios Bechol, falls out during the week. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Karu Tlas of Rosh Chodesh, V'chad V'chanakah. So what do you do now? It's Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh during the week. So you read the first 3 aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh and the 4th aliyah goes to Chanukah. Rav Dimi, Dimin Chaifa Amar, Karut Tzlasa B'Chanukah, V'chad Rosh Chodesh, the other way around. You read 3 for Chanukah and 1 for Rosh Chodesh. So comes along Amar Rabbi Meni, Kavasi, the Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafcha Mistavra. Rabbi Yitzchak makes more sense. The first opinion that 3 Rosh Chodesh, 4 in Chanukah. Why? The 4th of Chanukah. The Tadav Shino Tadav, Tadav Kodem, which comes more frequently? Rosh Chodesh certainly comes more frequently. It comes 12 times a year. Chanukah only comes once a year. So it comes first. But then Amar Rav Abin, Kavasik, the Rav Dimi Mistavra, he makes more sense. Because Mi Garm Lervi, Shiavo, Rosh Chodesh, which one, which day caused the 4th Aliyah? Chanukah, there's only 3 Aliyahs. What's causing there to be a 4th Aliyah? This day it must be Rosh Chodesh, or really Rosh Chodesh be read on as a 4th Aliyah. Hilkach Revi Rosh Chodesh, by Mikre, that needs to be read in the 4th. My Havale, what's the bottom line? How do we paskin? Rav Yosef Amar, Ein Mashkichim Rosh Chodesh. We're not Mashkichim Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean, Ein Mashkichim Rosh Chodesh? And so Rashi says, Alasus Iker, we don't make Rosh Chodesh Iker, rather we read the first three from Hanukkah, and we have the fourth one as Rosh Chodesh. And then Rabbah says, no, Amar Ein Mashkichim Hanukkah, we don't make Hanukkah the Iker, we make Hanukkah the fourth. So what's the bottom line? How do we pass it? Doesn't help us that much. Hilchasa Ein Mashkichim Hanukkah Rosh Chodesh Iker. We don't acknowledge Hanukkah, rather we say that Rosh Chodesh is Iker. The first three Aliyahs are from Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth Aliyah is from Hanukkah. I think we should stop here. My voice of breath and my little break. All right, shkoyach. Sorry.